Otos.
Welcome back to Ngā Anō Koutou Katoa. It's 17 minutes past 3 and you're back here with me, Moiawa, on Radio Wāte's Drive Show. Yes, indeed, I was away last week and, of course, it was a little bit of a departure from our regular schedule on our Drive Show, having Matthew Tukaki fill in for me last week, and I'm really, really grateful and the rest of our team here at Radio Wāte just doing the most for each other. Love it, love it, love it. And while we're on that kaupapa, we have the wonderful Claudette Hauiti, our political correspondent, who's having a kōrero with us today, as we've been talking about this afternoon, and we'll continue to talk about it throughout our show, the Ram Raid Bill. Now, most of us know that there is a petition from over 30 Rōpū, who, again, are putting a petition out against the Ram Raid Bill. And to talk to us more about it is Claudette Hauiti. Tēnā koe, whanau mai hoki mai.
Ona mahi ki a koe, Moiawa. Good to hear your dulcet tones back on the airwaves. I hope you're well.
Welcome back. Ready to go. And on that, Claudette, talk to us about this Ram Raid Bill and this petition.
Okay, so can I just take a step back to 24 hours, because the Youth Serious Offenders Declaration came in yesterday from Minister for Children, Karen Chaw. Now, this is actually in parallel with the Ram Raid Bill that is going to be back into Parliament in August. So those that are running the petition want it to meet the second reading in the House in August this year. That Ram Raid Bill was brought up by the previous Labor government under the previous Minister for Police, Jenny Anderson. So they brought that up in about September, and then National just picked it up and turbocharged it with other legislation like the Youth Serious Offender Declaration, because there are some issues within that Serious Offender Bill that can't be passed or can't be enacted unless the Ram Raid Bill is passed, and vice versa. It's things like, digital communication, live stream and post. So for those that are creating Ram Raids or participating in the Ram Raids, you can get picked up in that. But if they want to put you into one of those military-style academies, they can't unless that bill was passed, and this one as well too. So it goes hand in hand. Now, in terms of what will work in the community, it'll be up to the others. They'll be able to talk to you about it, like Aaron Hendry as an example, who works very closely with rangatahi on the streets. But in terms of legislation, there's a whole bunch of stuff, of laws that are being passed to basically declare war on our rangatahi who are serious offenders. What I can say, though, is from all the corridor around many, many groups, and whānau as well too, you will be hard-pressed not to find a rangatahi who has been caught up in these situations who has not already experienced huge trauma throughout their lives. Many are also learning disabilities and major health issues. So, which is why both governments, Labor and National, focusing on a very small cohort. So again, those Ram Raiders that get picked up, they will be transitioned into those military camps. Now, those military camps announced yesterday by Karen Chaw, only 10. They're only targeting 10. It's a pilot, $5 million. People are saying, and you'll hear others, that $5 million should go on health services, education, job, training, all of those kinds of things. Minister Chaw, on both aspects, the Ram Raid Bill, although that's not hers, that's with the Ministry of Justice, can't actually pinpoint to any hardcore data, statistics about military camps that are successful and you've got, you know, positive outcomes from it. So I think while we're looking at the two bills in isolation, the Ram Raid Bill and Serious Youth, you've got to see them together, because they can't enact one without the other. Both of them very punitive. Both of them are targeting our rangatahi, many, almost 100% of them, with major, major trauma.
Tautoko marika, and no doubt, as you mentioned, we've spoken to quite a few people today alone who are genuinely concerned about both, as you mentioned, the Ram Raid Bill and the Young Serious Offender kaupapa. And right across, they are just so worried, so concerned about their rangatahi. And they always start with, they want to make sure that people, that they understand that they want everyone in Aotearoa to feel safe and feel like they are protected. But if you can imagine, as you mentioned, you've got rangatahi who are dealing with just generational trauma in your mental health and so many other levels. None of these rangatahi are going to be protected, especially with a growing number of police out there who might not have the training that they need. And one of the things that continue to come up is that even with this being a pilot, they can't guarantee, the concern is that they cannot guarantee the safety of the rangatahi on all of those levels. And I appreciate you mentioning those in your kōrero. And so from now, Claudette, what's going to happen actually once they deliver the petition on Wednesday?
So with that Young Serious Offenders Bill, that legislation is going to be passed, whether or not the pilot, the military academy pilot, is successful or not. That's what that bill is saying, that it doesn't matter what the results are. We're going to pass this legislation anyway, so there we go. We're just going to do that. And with the Ram Raid Bill, there is no pilot to this as such, but there is huge concern around human rights issues, particularly for our rangatahi. Also, too, huge concerns, and other people will be able to talk directly to this better than me, but it is about, 12-year-olds between, they say upwards of 10, but it's around 12-year-olds. When you're picked up at that time and put onto the justice conveyor belt, it is very, very hard to come off it. So you see that 12-year-old, you see them again in prison in 24, and you see them again in 34 years of age. Interestingly, in the budget scrutiny last week, when Minister Chaw was up against the Select Committee, Social Services Select Committee, talking about Oranga Tamariki, and in reference to the youth offenders, the military camps, she said, "Oh well, they're going to be in the justice system anyway, as though it's a fait accompli for our rangatahi." Now, if we've got very important decision makers talking about our rangatahi, oh well, they're going to be there anyway, we may as well just make it a little bit harder for them. I mean, that doesn't say much for the future of our rangatahi. In fact, that Ram Raid Bill, they say things like it's to desensitise, they use the words desensitise our rangatahi to committing those offences. And, it's like you're trying to sanitise them. And also, too, they're picking up on the kids who are involved in this, but also too, there's no legislation or bill that actually highlights or spotlights the adults that are involved that are working behind the scenes. So as an example, with the provision of proceeds bill that Kiritapu Allen had initiated when she was the Minister of Justice, it targeted the adults who would then, get these rangatahi to do these burglaries, and then they would stash the gear because they were underage, and so they wouldn't get picked up. Well, they'd get picked up by the police but not charged because they're underage. Now, this government is refocusing that so that the kids can be charged now. So, we've got two parts to this. We've got the kids now being charged, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to stop or prevent those adults that are using these very vulnerable children as well. So it's very complex and very challenging, and neither government, Labor nor National, have been able to tackle this issue satisfactorily.
Ai tēnā koe. Claudette, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Nā mihi.
It's our political correspondent, Claudette Hoiti, speaking to us about not just the ram raid bill, but of course it goes hand in hand with the, pardon me, the young serious offender category for children, which was announced yesterday. And right across the board, everyone's saying those especially working on the ground closely with our rangatahi and those services working with rangatahi are like, no, this is not the answer to reducing youth crime here in Aotearoa. This is not protecting our rangatahi. 12 years old, as Claudette said, 12 years old. This is what the that's what the ram raid bill will allow, is that they can be taken into custody at around about 12 years old. If anything happened to me at 12 years, oh man, I was making silly mistakes at 12 years old. If I know it's not a ram raid of sorts, but you just look at the impact of even just taking a 12-year-old into custody, getting their fingerprints done. That alone is hard to wake up from, and how you recover from that trauma as a 12-year-old, again, as she mentions, and once you're in that service, getting out is near impossible. You will see that kid again at 12. Some might say, oh, well, no, it's going to prevent them because it'll scare them. Oh, yeah, because scare tactics always worked.